This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. My special guests on this edition of the program are two of the most in-demand players in jazz today, Mike Stern, the great guitarist, and trumpeter Randy Brecker. They'll be special guests on some very important recent releases. Not only are guitarist Mike Stern and trumpeter Randy Brecker fantastic solo artists, but they also are in-demand first-call session players and special guest artists, and you'll hear some of those special guest appearances on this edition of Jazz America as we talk to these two great modern masters. But as we begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we look back at the life and times of one of the great masters of jazz royalty, William James Count Basie, born in Red Bank, New Jersey, 110 years ago this coming week. He was born on the 21st of August in 1904 and died at the age of 79 in Florida on the 26th of April in 1984. But what an incredible musical legacy did the man from Red Bank, New Jersey, leave us. And let's enjoy some of it right now. Let's remember Count Basie on the celebration moment of 110 years of what was his incredible life with one of his classic songs, Lester Leaps In, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. mystery of the fading light that shines up in her caravan. Sleep up on my shoulders as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the many charms of you. Up on my shoulders beneath the blue, where I can find my dreams come true. Beneath a desert caravan.
A classic song that is a brand new version of that song Caravan by a singer that's burst upon the scene recently. Cyril Ami is her name, from her new album It's a Good Day. She is a French-born vocalist who came to the USA to follow her musical dreams of being a jazz singer. She's the winner of the Montreux Jazz Festival International Vocal Competition, the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition, and a finalist in the Thelonious Monk Vocal Competition. So she has paid her dues, backpacked with her band across Europe, and pays homage with this recording to the great gypsy guitarists and gypsy musicians like Django Reinhardt and others, and you heard that influence in the song you just heard. Cyril Ami from France, from It's a Good Day with Caravan. This is Russ Davis, and I want to share with you one of the first conversations that I enjoyed at my recent visit to the 60th edition of the Newport Jazz Festival. The very first jazz festival ever, 1954. That's when it all began, and there have been many great musicians who performed there. Recently, I was there for the 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival, and among the artists I spoke to, one of the most in-demand players of his instrument and in jazz in general today, Randy Brecker. Randy Brecker just got off stage after playing with the Newport at 60 All-Stars with George Ween. Man, so in demand. Give me some thoughts about coming off stage after this show. A lot of swinging, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was, well, what can you say? George Ween, 88 years old. I've been playing at this festival, told the audience yesterday, 50 years. I was in a college band at IU, Indiana University, and we won the Notre Dame Jazz Festival in 1965. One of the prizes was to play here, so we played at about 8:30 in the morning, but I played here 50 years ago, and shortly after moved to New York, and I can't count the times that I've come back. So it's a real institution. And George, of course, who invented the concept, what can you say? He's still going strong. So it was a big thrill to play today.
Going strong indeed. He was funny, and he played beautifully too, and so did you and the rest of this band.
Thanks.
Now, you are, I'm talking, folks, to the Moja Man of the Year of 2013. You, because of just your sheer activity, you just won't stop, can't stop. People keep asking you to do stuff, and you don't say no.
Well, there's a lot of good projects in the fire, and I had a lot of luck to do some really good projects that that just happened, man. So I'm thrilled to, you know, from traveling, I've met a lot of great musicians from really, literally all over the world. So Vlodek Pavlik comes to mind. We did that Night in Kalesia CD that won a Grammy. I was just over there. We performed it a couple times last month.
I know you worked with Steve Kahn on his recent release,
yeah.
Bird Food, doing Ornette Coleman's song. That was fantastic to work with his, with that old good buddy of yours.
Yeah, that was great. And I kind of forced my way inadvertently on that. It's a great play-along record. So he sent me the tracks before there was any horns or melodies. I said, man, this is so great. I play with this every night when I'm practicing. You got to need some trumpet on there. So I kind of talked him into it.
Thank you.
Ornette Coleman's classic Bird Food, given a Latin treatment by Steve Kahn from his album Subtext, with his old friend Randy Brecker as guest trumpeter. Now, the 16th of August marks the birthday of one of the greats of jazz history, Mr. Carl Perkins. I want to give you a version of one of his most famous songs, Grooveyard, interpreted by a gentleman who loves Carl Perkins quite a bit. Here's Benny Green from his album Naturally on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Following in the footsteps of the grand pop of hard bop, Horace Silver, the great grandson of hard bop, I call him Benny Green, with Russell Malone on guitar and Christian McBride on the bass, doing that famous song Grooveyard, written by Carl Perkins. We're going to be talking to Mike Stern, the great guitarist, in just a bit and hearing one of his recent collaborations. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, and it has the subject line, Synopsis of History of Jazz. I had offered a few weeks ago to send to a Jazz America listener a brief synopsis, a history of jazz from the beginning, 100 plus years of the history of the music, just a very brief one, because this person was new to jazz and wanted to get a point of reference, I suppose, as they listen to the program. Well, this message that I received reads as follows. Dear sir, I should be grateful if you'd send me a copy of the document mentioned above. I started listening to jazz on VOA on shortwave, based in Liberia. The presenter was Willis Conover. When it became difficult to receive the radio station in Ghana, most of us lost contact with the program until the U.S. ambassador to Ghana, who happens to be a female, arranged for an FM station in Accra. And then the interest began again. This explains why there's so much correspondence from Ghana. We owe it to that ambassador. Talking about females, I wonder whether Eartha Kitt did a lot of jazz. I admire her defiant spirit. She stood up to the establishment, was ostracized, but carried on. Please play anything jazzy by her. Thanks. Kwezi Angelo of Tema, Ghana. Well, Kwezi, thank you so much for your message. And no, Eartha Kitt was more of a pop singer. There was jazziness in her music, but I've just received recently a new release that is very jazzy from one of the great jazz singers around today. She is Renee Marie, and her new release is called I Want to Be Evil with Love to Eartha Kitt, and does songs like this one, C'est Si Bon. And here it is, just for you, Kwezi, on VOA's Jazz America.
Say, si bon. Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. Say, si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good, nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, say si bon. Thank you. de partir n'importe où. Trois dessus, trois dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de partir rien de tout, mais qui en disent long en voyant notre mine ravie. Les passants dans la roue nous envient. Ouh, si c'est bon de guetter dans ses yeux un espoir révélé qui donne le frisson. Si c'est bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux qu'un million. Tellement, tellement, tellement si bon. C'est bon, c'est bon. La 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 la.
back in the year 1968, during a time when the Beatles and the rock and roll and rock revolution was occurring, what was going on in the world of jazz? Well, plenty of wonderful music was being made, and among the releases from 1968 in the jazz world, the all-star band known as the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt Jackson on the vibes, John Lewis on the piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. That's the title cut from their 1968 release, Under the Jasmine Tree. On this edition of VOA's Jazz America, my two special guests are two of the premier artists of their instrument in the world of jazz today. Trumpeter Randy Brecker, we heard from earlier this hour, and now let's turn to a conversation I enjoyed not long ago with the great guitarist Mike Stern. He burst upon the scene working with Miles Davis, and since then has become one of the most in-demand guest players in jazz. We're going to hear his collaboration with the Scottish National Orchestra after we talk to Mike Stern here on VOA's Jazz America. You know, you have really accomplished a lot. I mean, this is a chance for me, somebody outside yourself. You're not going to look in the mirror and say this stuff to you, so I'm going to say this stuff to you. You've got 3 Grammy nominations. You've topped the polls as Guitar Player of the Year. People that love guitarists vote for you as their favorite guitarist. I mean, this stuff is a reflection of having done it a long time at a really high level. And you got to feel pretty good about those sort of things. Come on, talk to me now.
I like, certainly, you know, it's nice to be, to have appreciation when you put yourself out there with anything that you do, you know, and you get some feedback from people. I think it's, to be very honest with you, it would be enough for me just to have somebody come up at a gig and say, man, I like that solo you played or that tune, you know, I enjoyed it. Or the people sometimes come up, and kids will come up, or you know, younger musicians, and say, "Well, I'm learning that tune. I want to chart. We want to do your tune in our band," and that kind of stuff. You know, that kind of gets you in a deeper level than anything. Like a Grammy nomination or something is amazingly cool, you know. But on a kind of a personal level, when somebody comes up and said, "Wow, that tune just made me feel right," you know, that ballad got my heart or whatever, is like deep. And it can be 5 people in the audience sometimes, you know, and it can still get you. You know, it's weird. Or you could be playing in front of 10,000 people and sometimes not get the same feeling, you know. Mm. So. Or sometimes you can in a different kind of way. So I like getting you know, some support and all that stuff. But that kind of personal stuff is would be plenty for me, and that's been happening for a while. It's just from the heart, and I think that's something really beautiful about music, is that it brings people together in a lot of ways, in ways that and if you really play your heart out, people can feel it. They feel like they can talk to you about stuff right away. It's kind of natural, kind of thing. And so I dig that kind of warm thing that music can bring.
Reminds you of why you got into it in the first place and why you keep doing it.
Exactly.
Because of that sort of reinforcement.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Mike Stern is guest guitarist with the Scottish National Orchestra from their album American Adventure, with the song Splatch that Mike Stern originally recorded with Miles Davis. Here's another Miles Davis classic, reimagined by a modern guitarist. Here's Englishman Ronnie Jordan from his album The Antidote with a very funky version of So What on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Englishman Ronnie Jordan's version of Miles' classic So What. More with Randy Brecker and Mike Stern coming up next hour on Jazz America. I hope you'll stay tuned.